This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Inaugurating 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. He said that his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025. The Prime Minister said that the sports model of the country is now athlete-centric. That is why there is a significant increase in the success of the sportspersons after 2014. Drawing the similarities between volleyball and development, the Prime Minister said that volleyball is a game which connects us to the team spirit. The 8-day tournament being held from today to 11th January is witnessing participation from across India, with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan called out Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar or Ajivika Mission Grameen G. Ramji Act. While highlighting the shortcomings of the previous act, the minister said that Viksit Bharat G. Ramji safeguards workers' interest. He highlighted the vision of Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gaon and said funding for rural employment has been significantly increased to support sustainable outcomes. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by ICAR. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. The Ambassador of India in Caracas is in contact with the members of the Indian community and will continue to provide all possible assistance. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in, and the emergency phone number is 55412-9584288. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss a U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. The government has removed the condition of 3-year existence of a startup to avail the Research, Development and Innovation Fund. Addressing the 41st Foundation Day event of the Department of the Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that any new startup group that floats itself can come and avail this fund through DSIR. The Election Commission has invited citizens to submit suggestions for improving the ECI Net app, a unified digital platform aimed at enhancing voter services and election-related information. Citizens can share their feedback through the Submit a Suggestion tab on the ECI app till January 10th. Leaders of Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to express condolences over the death of former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. During the meeting, the minority leaders described Khalida Zia as a strong and uncompromising leader who played an important role in the country's democratic movement. They said her death was a great loss for Bangladesh and conveyed their sympathy to Tariq Rahman and his family. Minority leaders of Bangladesh raised concerns over the rise in violence against minority communities and submitted an 8-point demand to BNP acting chairman Tariq Rahman, urging its inclusion in the party's election manifesto. Responding, Tariq Rahman called for cooperation and joint efforts to safeguard equal rights. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.